Hello everyone and welcome to my poster that's about improved enhancer discovery in Drosophila and other insects. Enhancers or CRMs control the spatiotemporal pattern expression of nearby genes, thus their identification is critical to understand gene regulatory network. We have previously developed an effective method for genome-wide computational enhancer discovery. We call it scrimsha. As you can see in the figure that's at the bottom of first column, scrimsha is a machine learning algorithm and it uses a training set that's composed of known enhancers. We construct these training sets using our Redfly database that has approximately 23,000 experimentally validated enhancers in it. So we train the scrimsha using Drosophila enhancers, and trained algorithm then gives us prediction not just in Drosophila but also in other insects and holometabolists such as mosquitoes, beetles, and bees. Now we are working on a number of things to improve the ways to use scrimsha. Here I discuss three approaches for increasing scrimsha's effectiveness. First of all, we developed this pipeline, we call it PCRM eval, for in silico evaluation of scrimsha's prediction. It computes three measures of assessment. Basically, PCRM eval compares the result of prediction with experimentally validated enhancers in Redfly, and we call this measure as Redfly recovery. It also gives us precision and sensitivity of the given method. Beside that, PCRM eval can also evaluate sensitivity and specificity of specific training set that we use to train it. For instance, in column 3 graph, at the top you can see the aggregate and individual performance of different training sets that we used. Their comparison with random expectation has shown that most of our compiled training set perform better than random training set. Random training set meaning randomly chosen non-coding sequences. And those few of the training sets that performed only equivalent to or worse than random training sets needs to be reconstituted. Thus, using PCRM eval to test the training set performance, we will better be able to compile better, more cohesive training set that should improve predictive performance of our scrimsha method. And then our second approach is to use some kind of comparative genomics in order to give individual scrimsha predictions some sort of confidence score. For this approach, our assumption is that if our scrimsha prediction is a true CRM, we should be able to predict it in multiple related species in orthologous locus, as you can see in the cartoonic figure at the bottom of column 3. Incorporating such confidence measure in assessing scrimsha output will be a powerful improvement to distinguish true CRM from false positives. And finally, our final approach is iterative searching. So evaluation has indicated some of our weak training sets. We took one of those weak training sets that had 7 enhancers in it and ran scrimsha and got the predictions from that. Once we had the predictions from that, we validated 18 of those predictions. It had both true positive and false positive results. More precisely, 10 of them were true positive and 8 were false positive. As you can see in the figure at the top of column 4, that the middle one, KRH1, is a true positive and PDP1 is false positive. And then we reconstituted our training set by adding these 10 new enhancers in it and re-ran scrimsha on it. When we analyzed the result from this second round of scrimsha run using updated training set, we found that it still had those 10 true positives enhancers in it that were previously validated in its top prediction. But now with this updated training set, it no longer had predicted those false positive as its top prediction. So these results together suggest that using our updated training set, we have improved our true positive to false positive ratio, and thus we have markedly improved our prediction specificity. So again, using all these approaches, we are continuously working to improve the ways to use our scrimsha method more effectively. Thank you so much for listening.